full moon day of Metta day, Metta occasion day today. So the Buddha and when he got in Savatthi, he was explaining to the 500 bhikkhus about Metta, Metta Sutta, Metta practice to the 500 bhikkhus. Time of the Buddha, okay. So there is like a visa day like this, okay. So today is a Metta day, we can say that. So Metta, the day we did explain to all of you, everybody understood about loving kindness, very common for our practice. No? Everybody also like to practice. Everybody also need a lot of Metta. And roughly we understand who have the children, of course they know about Metta, how they love to the children. No? The mother, how they took care about the baby in the mother wounds since they were inside, how you took care. That is Metta. You know, when you don't want them to get any danger, you don't want them to get any suffering, physical or mental disease. And also you want them to be happy and healthy, no? That kind of feeling. The feeling in the mind, our intention, the pure intention, want to support the people, want to make it beneficial for the people, this is we call Metta. Understand? So easily I can understand. Everybody can understand. So the Buddha himself about Metta, it compared with like a mother. Mother, how they love their children. There is pure Metta, they say that. No? Sometimes the Metta also can be dangerous too. You know, so Metta can go to the attachment too. So Metta also sometimes we need to go with the wisdom. Not only just Metta alone. Sometimes you worry for your son, you love so much, or your children become anger sometimes. Angry, they not listen to you, you get easily angry. True or not? So you are very unhappy sometimes, and you worry too much and too much attachment. That's also not pure love. Dangerous too. So we need to use the wisdom to control our love, not beyond our 520. True? But sometimes you love your husband, you love your wife, not like 528, with attachment, too much attachment. You don't want to lose, you don't want to separate, because a stick attachment is a pulling. There is a beyond of pure love, you know. And also you cannot love to other people like this, only just for win him or for her like this, with boundary. Understand? So we have the boundary of love there, so we cannot say that pure love. Pure love and broken love. Broken love and the kind of attachment love, no? So the Buddha also explained that. So when we associate to each other, we have in the community, we have to live with the communities, in your family member, gathering together one group. And also in the Buddhist society or everywhere, we have the unity. We need the unity in the group, no? For the unity, the basis we need Metta, very important to support each other, and also wisdom to understand to each other. When the Metta and who have wisdom in that society will be very unity and very peaceful and growing very well. And who don't have Metta, always fighting each other, always jealous to each other. Jealousy arises because of love and hatred. So there is thing happen, you can't get any peaceful. And always will fight. No? So now we are here, many people together in the Dhamma hall. So when you're looking at each other, happy or not happy?
Happy.
Why you be happy? So you think that everybody is good people here. Yeah? Everybody having Kita preset, everybody want to learn the Dhamma, want to practice the Dhamma. So all the good people we can meet together. So we want to support each other. And we don't want to see any mistake to each other. Always like to support. When people need, you are ready to help people. So the kind of Metta, you know, supporting and understanding. You think that all are very good, very safe to stay together. So you go out, you go and stay outside. You don't be safe outside. Understand not? Understand?
Yes.
So here, you know, small building, we can stay many people together, like brother and sister. We be very relaxed and very happy. So for me, also very happy you all come here and stay here. So this is a Metta. We like to support who want to practice the Dhamma, who want to learn the Dhamma. We really sincerely like to support. This is our Metta to all of you. So you all also believe and you also want to practice the Dhamma. So although many people in small building, doesn't matter, you still trying to come here, you still want to practice together with a family relationship, that is we call metta. So full of metta with us in this center, okay? Understand not? So many importance in between each other for understanding, and also any mistake, please try to forget the day I did this window of you already, okay? So learning all the Dhamma. So basis we need to check in our inside. We need the happiness, no? If you don't have happiness in your inside, very difficult to get concentration. So we need to love ourselves, the beginning. And also we're trying to love the neighbor, to other people. So when you feel comfortable to each other, automatically you are the happy feeling too. You know, before practice, the happiness to get like this way, by metta. Who are always happy, who have a lot of metta, the kind of people always have positive thought in their inside. You know, they like to contact, we want to contact because they have metta inside. So whoever they contact, whatever, any object that they contact, they be comfortable, they be their positive, and then say so they like it, the kind of thing that happen. This is for metta. True? So you can check in your life, whoever that, whatever you contact, what kinds of your mind appear in your mind, what kinds of feeling most of the time happen to you? Happy feeling or unhappy feeling or easily get angry? What kinds of feeling most of the time happen to you? Sorry, yesterday I'm very bad flu. Oh, what is it again? Fever? I just recovered, sorry. Sorry about that, cough. So if you feel a lot of positive and always there with people to get metta and understand you know, okay? So happy or not happy, mainly, you can say that. Most of the time when you contact with eyes or ear listening to the sound, like the others, and also contact the smell, taste, touchable, okay? In your body with assist and stuff. So any door that you contact with external object, we have the feeling will arise to you. So what kind of feeling all the time happen to you, good or bad? We can say they're happy or unhappy with that many object. Do you remember in your life? Understand or not? Remember or not, which one more happy and unhappy? True or not?
Yes.
Always happy, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that is sadhu, sadhu. Two times only. I don't trust when you are happy, you know. Sadhu two times, huh? Okay? So twice, slowly. We are not perfect, you know. We are training. Why we learn the Dhamma? We want to know Dhamma as why is the Buddha teaching. Buddha always guide that good and bad, which one, how you have to keep in your mind, how to train our mind to be a good intention to the people, good to ourselves, and how to practice their good concentration and vipassana. This always Buddha encourage us, no? We learn it and we want to practice that to be a good day by day and be perfect. We are still training. The character, the Buddha also explained different people have different type of character. The character is hobby, slowly behavior. Our behavior, our mind. Today you are angry, tomorrow also, oh, never mind. Don't care about karma, don't worry about bad karma. Okay, no problem. You worry, you don't worry about bad karma. Then you don't worry about your future. Oh, never mind, there's short time. So you're doing about great anger delusion today. So you feel comfortable. So the next day also, you don't be uncomfortable. You still like to do with that. So in the end, slowly you are comfortable with unwholesome. Unwholesome karma, understand not? So that's why people never scared to break the precept. Easily get canaline, easily killing, easily get doing drink alcohol, you know? And then why? They don't care about the karma, they don't scared about karma. So then become slowly, slowly used to it. So always at the beginning, the one time you might care, but slowly, slowly you use it, you know? Worry about scolding other people, you don't worry about the what doing about bad thing to the other people, then become you get a character. So you become always get angry, then become anger type person. Anger type person is based on the anger feeling in you all the time. Understand? So So desire type, people always want to get more and more desire. Or do they want, or don't control, never control. Oh, I want to get more, never control. So become you used to it, always want desire, you know. So become your character also. So greed type of person. Understand? So always like to sleep. Today sleepy in the hall, doesn't matter. Nobody control, nobody come and touch, huh? So you do that. Oh, tomorrow also I can sleep on my body. Nobody check. I always come and check behind or in front. You didn't know, you know. You are still sleepy, sleepy, you know. So that's why. So you think that, oh, okay. Then you can use it. Always, whenever you go meditation retreat, you like to sleep. Understand now? So you will never improve your meditation. So become behavior and hobby as that training by your VS. Become your hobby and your character. Hmm? Ma? So Sally always tell our correct Anna. So that's why we can use it the whole life you do. Then the character and hobby will go into the next life. The next rebirth time you will have them like this. The character with you. True? The Buddha also the same. He wise, he has so much compassion and metta. So many lifetimes he did train, metta, every lifetime. So his metta power is cannot compare with other people. Very high power, you know, very strong power. So when he send metta, it's very effective, not like us, you know. Understand now? So because of training and many lifetimes. You know? Okay? So then we want to be a good, we need to train, we need to practice every day. And so slowly, slowly, become used to it, we become metta type of person. You know, so people love you. When we are metta, people like you, people love you. Deva will love you, human love you, animal love you. Good or not good? The ghost will love you too. The ghost love is good or not good? I also love all of you because you are very good and stay comfortable, very happy. Today, yesterday also, I cannot come, but I feel very happy in my room. I send metta to all of you. Oh, I'm very good opportunity. I can meet many people and very good people. They really want to learn the Dhamma, so I can support. I built this center very, very difficult, but we try slowly, you know. So we got a small place for us to get the place for you to practice. Last time, very difficult. Holiday time, we want to do retreat. So we have to go to the another center, like Chinese temple, we have to approach. And they also have their own activity. Only holiday time they can do. We also want to use, but we can't get the place. We have to let them use themselves first, you know. So very difficult to get the place. So now, after 20 years later, I start to realize that, oh, I have been here for many years. I also like to come here. So maybe in the future, I shall pick it one center for them to get practice, you know, easier for us to. Anytime we can do, holiday or not holiday, if we have our own place, that is my intention, no? That is why we be here. So now you all can meditate like that. I feel very happy. How much we have put effort in, that is the result for people to practice. Okay. So I want all of you to be happy here and support each other, to the organizer and to the monk workers, let them happy also. They also prepare for you, okay? So I also don't want you to go back halfway of the retreat. Stay and at the end of the retreat, okay? Okay, so today I also would like to explain the time of the Buddha was living at Jetavana Monastery, the time 500 lay people ordained under him, and they took meditation object, and then they went to the one of the village, and they have been meditating inside near the village, at countryside maybe, there's a, they have forest, and they have been they went there to the forest, and they meditating there, 500 bhikkhus. So when they arrived to that forest, they did practice meditation, they also keep it preset very well. So 500 bhikkhus have been practicing every day under the tree. The bhikkhus have been keeping many of the preset. That's why many of the low deva also living and on the tree. We call the tree devas. They also have family, lower type of deva. Yeah. High mean on the heaven a high deva. low demand, not small ohm, some are big size, but maybe low, low, power low. Power, based on the power. Understand? So who say in the heavier when they have higher power, they have second power and highest power. So low dewa, not much, no? And they also have families staying together, bhikkhu have high morality. That's why they could not stay on top of the tree, they have to come down, they have to move their place, no? They have to move and give it to the bhikkhus. They could not stay until on top of the bhikkhu, we can say that, no? So then, after 1 week, they have no place to stay, homeless, you know? They have to stay here, and then they also have family, they have suffered because they don't have proper place to stay. Understand? So then they have been waiting, and 1 month later, they also have discovered when the bhikkhu, they all were going back. They are waiting for them to go back. Then only they can go back to their own place. No? So bhikkhu also, they didn't go back. So in the end, they was not happy with all the bhikkhus. They had discarded, oh, we must do something to them to scare them, and then they will go away. So they have decided. No? So in the end, they have been making, they are showing about many terrible pictures and the best man, and they frightened to the, all the bhikkhus. So in the end, all the bhikkhus were sick, and they also had saw about terrible pictures, they also scared because they are normal bhikkhus. They had a fear also. So in the end, they always, and in the end, they could not stand, and they went back to the monastery, to the Jetavana monastery. So then the Buddha also knew that they had problems. So the Buddha pretend not to know that. So the Buddha asked, why you all have been come back? So when he, how about your practice? The Buddha asked 500 of bhikkhus. So they have been explained to the Buddha what they saw and what they had the fear. So the Buddha smiled and the Buddha explained, because you all didn't do friendship with all the dewa in the forest. You need to do friendship. So the Buddha explained about how to practice Vamita, Sutta and loving kindness practice. Then asked them to learn. And the Buddha knew that 500 bhikkhus, when they practice the place, only they will be arahant. Only the place is suitable for them. So the Buddha encourage them to go back again, ask them to go back again the same forest. So this time they have been listening for the instruction. Now as soon as they approach to the forest, they start to send metta to all the devas in the forest. So all the devas receive their metta. So then in the end, they were, all the devas love the, all the bhikkhus. In the end, they also then treat them nicely and support all the bhikkhus. So in the end, all the bhikkhus can get concentration because of friendship, they didn't disturb. So the end of Vasa, all the 500 bhikkhus became arahant. So supported by the Deva also. No? So some importance to friendship. No? Okay, so that's a very important that sample there. So wherever you go, so you need to, you meet lay people, human, you need to associate with them with metta. Show your metta to the people. And also, you also need to associate with the environment, our surrounding and many trees. On the tree, but tree they was. So everywhere has low dewa also. So you also can send metta to them, make it a friendship. So they will support you, not disturb you. Sometimes lower beings also have animal, the ghosts, and many, many beings are outside also. Are you scared about ghosts? So tonight we will send to you, okay? Some ghosts to come to you. Are you okay? Welcome or not welcome? So after retreat, I went, oh, outside got many devas. Do you want to see or not? Devas surrounding our compound. Do you want to see outside?
Yes.
How about the ghosts? Many ghosts are outside. Do you still want to go out or don't want to go out? Scared, huh? So they want to say hello, they want to welcome, you know. You think that you are highest, they are lower. True or not? So you don't want to associate with lower beings. Okay? If you have reached your metta, all the beings you will treat equally. All the beings, highest or normal or lower, all make it equal, your metta. We're happy. Huh? Okay? So Okay, that's why the Buddha encouraged metta sutta. All of you understand already the way of how to practice metta, what way Buddha explained. For the practice way, I will explain a little bit to you all, okay? So at the beginning, we will practice ourselves. Did I explain four types of people? Do you remember or not? Four kinds of people? I'm not explaining in this routine, maybe in Bhattupaha. Sorry. Okay, the first person is yourself, okay? Number two is a respectable person. Number three is a neutral people. Number four is enemy. So all four types of people need to be equal first in our mind. We need to send metta to everybody to equally, okay? So you know how to send yourself, huh? Do you remember not four ways? May I be free from danger. Okay, retreat not yet end, you all forgot, you see? Number two, may I be free from mental suffering. Number three, physical suffering. May I be well and happy. Four ways importance. We need to practice to everybody four ways, same way that, no? Same way yourself. Yourself, you can practice until you feel relaxed and happy. For the respectable person, the same set at the beginning. Trying to think about who you respect, your friend or your teacher or in your life, you really respect it. The kind of people you're trying to recall in your mind. The picture need to come out in your mind. The picture? Understand now? Can you think somebody who you really respect in your life? Some your friend or your sister, or you can recall the image and clearly stable. Understand now? The picture need to appear, no? And without picture, very difficult to do absorption. The metta is not powerful to send. Okay, so respectable person, practice four ways. And then you'll be relaxed and very happy. And you can practice and detect the negative rest, no? And also neutral people, outside when you go out to stranger, also you can practice four ways. No? Do you have enemy? Enemy? Yo. A little bit or a lot. Dislike people also, we can say that, no? Enemy and the enemy, no? So you think about the person, you don't like it, you are not happy, also put it under enemy, no? Also, you need to think about that. You need to send four ways, and the same way your beloved. All need to be equal. In the end, no more hatred feeling to anybody. You all understand already. So I don't want to explain very detailed about what is the enemy and why your enemy, okay? Enemy may be because of different causes, you don't like it, no? Understand, huh? Okay, so after realizing about these four kinds of people, the Buddha explained about 538 types of metta. So I want to explain very short way. Okay, so someone already listening, you might get boring, so I go fast, no? So we can divide three groups in that 538, three group of person, no? Okay. So the first group is generally we can send like all the beings. The first one, all the beings, I want to send metta to all the beings. You think about that, how many people you can see in your mind? You're trying to think about that. So on that image, we need to send metta. Think about all the beings. Huh? Okay, based on your parami and your parami and your concentration, some people might see a lot of beings, some people may have very little, never mind. You can see what the image makes it stable. Then after the slowly send four ways, one by one, until you really are really happy. Yeah? Understand not?
Yes.
Okay, so in the first group, we have five types of people. All we can send general. Okay, so number one is all the beings. Number two is all the breathing beings. Number three is all the person. Number four is all the individual person. All the creatures beings, and number five and all the individual person. Five type of person. We need to send four ways each. Yeah? When you're doing chanting time, do you remember or not? Sabi Sata, Sabi Pana, Sabi Buddha, Sabi Pukala, Sabi Atta Bhava Vyavana. Five type of person. So all we send like this. Yeah? The same chanting. Do you remember five type of person? Number two group is seven type of people. In the number two groups, seven type of people. So in this seven, number one, all the women. Women, we all know about that. So you think about, oh, I want to send me down to all the women. Think about that. How many ladies you can see? You just concentrate on them and send always. And you can see a lot of pattern. So you need to send it to all the ladies equal with yourself. You need to love to everybody, not hatred. And number two is all the men saying that always, no? Number three is enlightened beings, Arya. Arya. So enlightened being a little bit difficult to find, but you need to do concentration. If you have very big concentration, strong concentration, you also can focus to the heaven. In the heaven, have many, many Arya enlightened Deva and Brahma. So you will see the image, no? So after you got an image, then send. When you send, you got an image. And you send that they can receive your metta, not like human being. Because many Deva, Brahma, they learn to send metta. So they send metta to all universe. So including human being. So when you send metta, they can receive, communicate very well. So when they receive your metta, they are very appreciative and they also send back to you. That's why the Buddha also said that when you send metta, they will love you. The Buddha mentioned already. Understand? Sometimes normal Deva and Arya Deva are different. Arya Deva, they like to concentrate more on the Dharma. They like to practice and they like to serve Metta. Normal Deva, sometimes they enjoy, they forget about Dharma. Understand? So different. Okay, so after enlightened, number four is a non-enlightened being. Not enlightened, very easy to get for you. No? Who is a not in Arya? Who is a not Arya? Me. many people who not yet practice and they sort of asangalagam, anaga, arahant, that is normal people, no? Not enlightened beings. You can embody that, no? Okay. Number five is all the Deva. Deva have different three Deva, lower Deva, highest Deva, different Deva. So we also can send your metta to that Deva also. Always true. Do you love Deva?
Yes.
So you play with orange? Sometimes you play to who? Deva, okay? So then after offering what you ask? After offering what you ask him to do for you? You ask many things, no? Protect me, I want a lot of money, and many things, good business, or good health, many things you will ask him, you know? So you believe him, and you trust them, you know? So you think that they will protect you. So because you love and you like it, you know? You respect, that's why. Okay, then how about the human? Human also one kind of person you need to send, no? Human, we all are human. Okay, easier with that. Another one is a lower being. Lower being have four types. Animal, also lower being. No? The ghosts, we can say the demons and asuya, and also lower beings, the hell being, all are suffering being. No? The more you send, the more you get concentration. When you get a concentration, you will be anywhere equal. The ghosts, also you will send metta and then you get concentration. And the highest being, also you will send and then you will get concentration. All are equal for you in the end. All defensive. And because of they are low, I don't like it. Not the kind of feeling in you because of your concentration. No? And also because of your metta get balance. So in the first group, how many type of person?
Five
type of person. Number two group, or how many?
Seven.
Five plus seven? 12. Okay, 12 type of person we need to send metta. Remember, no? Okay. So on that 12 type of person, we practice four ways, no? Free from danger, free from metta, suffering, four ways, ma. Okay? 12 times 4, how many? 48, no? 48 ways of metta. We need to practice. No? Remember now what is the 48? If you don't know 48, I cannot go the next one, you know? So what is a 48? You must remember. I look at you, I become boring also. No? Not active at all, okay? So you must be very sharp. Need to answer quickly, no? Another one. We have the directional number three groups. 10 direction we have, okay? To the east direction, we will practice 48 ways of metta. To the east direction, okay? 48 ways. You know already, no? 48. After that, I will ask one by one, okay? We have four directions, remember? No? East, west, north, and the south, no? Four directions, we have practiced 48. Okay? So in between, 45, south, east, south, west, north, east, and northwest, another four directions. And up and down, all 10 directions, time 48 ways, so 480 times of meter. Understand now?
Yes.
So 480 plus 48. Meter, 48 kinds of meter, in the 528 kinds of meter. That's all. No? Very fast. The beginning you listen about 528, you want to cry on me, okay? Nobody, no one happy, no? So not so fast. Easy, very easy, no? So if you can practice your meter will be very, very powerful. Everybody will listen to you if you can channel by meter, no? Everybody will listen. Your husband will listen to you. Your wife will listen to you. Your children will listen to you. Your student will listen to you. How good. You know? They also will love you, not only listen. And you also yourself, you will be very happy. Anything happen in environment, you don't care. You'll be happy. You don't be suffering. You will be positive. Even your husband, someone come and take away, also you are okay. You are not you know, angry because you have made that with other people. Everybody is equal, you know. Can share it with everybody, okay? Sorry to say that. Because every day you love to everybody, equal. So you don't think that they and my husband must be belong to me or my wife must be belong to me, cannot go love anybody. You don't have that concept. So you will let go. Understand now? How good they are. More relaxed and more free, you know. You know, generosity? You like to do dana, another dana to the monastery and to the poor people. And then in the first level, for the bodhisattva, three level you need to practice. Three level only you are qualifying to the bodhisattva. Normal people, everybody can do money or properties or you can do the dana. They're at the basis. For the second level, for the body center, only can. People ask you, oh, I want your eyes, your kidney, your organs. You have to dana immediately, you know. You cannot say after I die, you know. Immediately you need to dana. And let go of yourself, your organs, everything. And your family, your wife, your children, people ask you to dana. Immediately you need dana. This is the second level of dana. No? So now you know someone come and take your husband or your wife, someone want to get generosity. You can think about, oh, I can dana, you know, happily dana. Okay, now, then, highest parami. Understand? No answer. If you can let go your family member or your properties or your organ, yes, you will. You have more freedom. Your mind not much burden or your attachment or your body or your family or whatever. So you have the wisdom. Inside knowledge already grow. No? By metta. Letting go by all the properties, all the things is metta and wisdom only can do it. No? Number three level, people want you to die. You also can die. You can give your life to the donation. No? Understand? No? Three types of dana. Understand? So trying to practice every day and let go of the attachment, no? Not make it boundary in yourself. Okay, so tomorrow continuously practice for anasati, no? Make that at home, at home you can practice.
Ah.